Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the New York Mets, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond takes first base on ball four. May moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Wynn moves to third. Bond moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Bond scores. Aspromonte moves to third. It's 3-0, Astros. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Canizaro to Hiller covering second. The throw back to home, and Aspromonte is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Galen Sisco now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 4-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Astros. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Canizaro moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Canizaro moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 6-1, Astros. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canizaro strikes out. One out. John Stevenson pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. John Stevenson now catching. Bobby Clouse now playing shortstop. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bond is hit by the pitch. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Clouse moves to third. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's 7-1, Astros. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lillis moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. Lillis scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Swoboda picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swoboda. Morgan scores. May moves to third. It's 9-1, Astros. Tug McGraw now pitching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive towards first. Bond reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gaines now playing left field. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 10, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.